Rainbow joined the CCF family in February 2013, when she was about 4 months old. She had been found in the Otjiwarongo area without her mother, and we unfortunately do not know what happened to her. The day she was found, there was a beautiful rainbow in the sky, so we decided to name her Rainbow. Around the same time, another young female arrived named Aurora. The two were paired together and quickly bonded, a bond that would last throughout Rainbow's life. Rainbow first lived in our centre pens with Aurora and two other females named Hermione and Harry, and for a short time the group were joined by a male named Romeo until his passing. They were some of our run cheaters, and they would participate in the runs on the lure system and show our visitors how fast and graceful cheaters are. Rainbow and Aurora were extremely good runners and sometimes had to also help out when some of the males were running because the males were sometimes a bit lazy. So Rainbow and Aurora had to show the guests how it's really done. In 2020, the group of females moved to an enclosure called Elan's Pen due to Harry's vision deterioration. There they would still help us educate our visitors by being part of our cheetah drives. And they were, of course, also still exercised, just in a different way, by running after our husbandry truck. After Harry and Hermione's passing, Rainbow has lived with different other females, and her constant has always been Aurora, and the two of them were always found close to each other. Rainbow was a beautiful and very vocal cheetah. She would always let her keepers know when the food was taking too long. In 2022, she got diagnosed with a liver problem and received daily supplements to help her out. We also kept a close eye on her liver values by doing blood draws every couple of months. 2025 was not an easy year for our sweet Rainbow. In the beginning of the year, blood draws showed that her kidneys weren't functioning well, and she was put on extra subcutaneous fluids, 3 litres per day. We also started doing blood draws on her every month, just to make sure that we were managing her kidney and liver problems properly. Thankfully, Rainbow has been trained for medical procedures, so we could easily take blood from a towel and give her the fluids. She then also got a urinary tract infection, and it took a few antibiotic treatments to get that under control. In the middle of July, we saw that from the blood results that her kidney values had started to look a tiny bit better compared to the rest of the year. It made us very happy and we decided to try and see how she would do with 2 litres per day. The week after, she suddenly didn't feel well. We noticed she was coughing and she didn't really want to eat. So we got her into our feed camps for closer monitoring and immediately started her on antibiotics. Somehow she had gotten in an infection in her lungs and she had a lot of fluid in them as well. The day after, she seemed to be a bit better and wanted to eat. But working with animals, we know we have these ups and downs. So we tried to prepare for anything, and the next day she wasn't feeling well or looking good. It was decided by the veterinary team and the keeper team to bring her into a clinic for a proper workup, x-rays of her lungs, and give her an intense IV antibiotics treatment. The x-rays showed her lungs looked really bad, and it was scary to see how much she had gone downhill quickly. After the workup, she unfortunately passed away while waking up from the anaesthesia. Her body just couldn't handle anymore, and we were devastated that despite our best efforts, we lost her. Rainbow was a special cheetah to the whole CCF family. We had close to 13 amazing years with her. She will be missed by all, especially her keepers and the tourism staff that did the cheetah drives and had gotten to know her very well when seeing her every day. She was an amazing ambassador for her species and has taught many of our visitors how special cheetahs are and how we can protect them and how we should keep them in the wild.